السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة، والله قدير والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Over the history of mankind, there was always ethnic and religious conflicts. Always people waging wars, declaring wars, and killing others in the name of religion, in the name of God, in the name of religious duty. And some of these things are happening now, and they will continue to happen. These religious conflicts in the name of religion, and many of them are political in nature, but they disguise under religious cover, they will continue to happen. Always religion has been abused and manipulated and exploited by many. Judaism was manipulated, Christianity, the church, the name of Jesus, and also the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all have been abused by some of their misguided followers who misinterpret the message and the spirit of religion. My friends, our struggle in America is going to continue. Started a couple of decades ago, and this struggle against ignorance, against hate crimes, hate speech, bigotry, racism, alienation, Islamophobia, this struggle is going to continue for some time to come. In return, we have to equip ourselves and be ready. We have to use logic and use the good word and use reason. We have to resort to social relations, relationships with our neighbors, with our co-workers, with our friends. We have to reach out to others. We should not expect them to reach out to us. We have to initiate this process of reaching out to others and talking to them and building bridges of understanding, bridges of mutuality and respect, and creating these bonds of affection and love and acknowledgement with others. And this is exactly what the Holy Quran instructs us to do in Surah Al-Mumtahana, chapter 60, a chapter that speaks about the Muslim-Christian relationships, the relationship of the Muslims with the people of book, Jews and Christians. In that chapter, Allah says in verse number 7, Asallah, may your Lord أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مود, creates and forge affection between you Muslims and those that you have a problem with them, enmity, animosity, and hatred. And those were non-Muslims. They were Christians, Jews, idol worshippers. Allah says, may, you never know, may Allah one day change this hatred into affection. He would forge affection and respect between you. Mawadda. You never know what will happen. I've been watching and following beautiful stories that are coming out of this recent anti-Muslim hysteria. And a Christian professor in America, she started wearing hijab. She's a Christian, but she started to wear hijab in solidarity with the Muslim community, with the women who are experiencing harassment and bigotry. Today, I also watched a clip of a librarian from Michigan, Christian woman, who also put on the scarf, the hijab. Perfect hijab, better than some Muslim woman, believe me. And when she was asked in an interview why, she said, because this is the least I can do for Muslim women in this country who are suffering at these difficult times. But she's a Christian, she's not Muslim. She did not convert. Last Friday, some of you were here and you saw how the Interfaith Council of Newport, Costa Mesa, Irvine gathered here. They stood outside welcoming you and they came, they participated in observing the Friday prayers and declaring their solidarity and their support of the Muslim community. And we can see a lot of this happening around the nation. Allah says, Asallahu an yaj'ala baynakum. You never know. Sometimes the outcome would be good. Do not be pessimistic. Do not look at what is happening as being something negative against Islam and it is going to persist forever. Maybe the outcome is going to be good for Islam. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You may loathe, dislike a situation, but that situation is going to turn out for you, not against you. خَيْر brings goodness to you. And we have to appreciate and we have to respect those people who stand with us. At the time of difficulties, we have to appreciate these gestures. We have to take the extra step of going and thanking them and welcoming them warmly and to tell them that we exchange affection with you and we really appreciate what you are doing, not only for the Muslims, but for the goodness of America. We don't want America to be a place of prejudice and racism. Racism hurts all of us. When the African American experience acts of bigotry and hate and racism, it should affect us too, because they are humans. We are one family. Different colors, but one family. The blacks, they do not come from another father or another mother. We share the same father, the same mother, Adam and Eve. Neither other minorities, whether they are ethnic or religious. What makes America strong is this diversity. I said in the past that you may live in a community, a country, a society where all people are the same. They subscribe to one religion, to one madhab, to one color, to one tradition, but there is no beauty in that. The beauty is when you find diversity. You live in a community, this neighbor is a Jew, that one is a Christian, this one is Catholic, that one is Muslim, this one is Shia, the other is Sunni, the other is whatever. And then they dialogue among themselves, they speak, they exchange ideas. This is the beauty. This tells you that you have a bigger level of tolerance and acceptance for others. Whereas if you live in a city, all people are the same, how do you exercise, how do you discover your tolerance? Tolerance would not be discovered. Tolerance is only discovered when there are differences. But with the sameness, there is no tolerance. Definitely you have to accept those who are like you. But when you are able to accept those who are unlike you, or dislike you, this means you are tolerant. You have a bigger capacity of accepting people. This journey, our journey in America, is long. On Wednesday, a group of Muslim activists, we had a meeting with California's general attorney in her office, Kamala Harris. I meet her for the first time. She was very receptive, very friendly, and she reiterated many times that we will stand with you, we are standing with you, Muslims, in the face of these discriminations and Islamophobia and hate speech, we stand with you. And she said, not we, the government. She said, when we arrest someone who committed a hate crime against a Sikh or a Muslim or a Jew or whatever, or a black, then we say the whole country, the United States of America, versus this subject. The United States of America, the whole country, because our constitution was built on protecting people's religious rights. All religions, without any discrimination. So this will give us hope. And before Kamala Harris, the Attorney General, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us hope. Inna ma'al usri yusra. You experience difficulties, your family, your children, they do experience. But there is a solution, there is a good outcome. A few minutes ago, there was a man in the office who worked in the military. And now he's going to work to train people for the military. And he, 10 minutes ago, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, I know that unfortunately some small minority, they have misinterpreted Islam, those radicals. This is not the true spirit of Islam. We know that, but unfortunately, the majority of Americans, they don't know. He said, ignorance is today's disease. Ignorance. So we have to continue working, and we have to be very hopeful that your work here is your jihad. Jihad has been misinterpreted that I carry a gun and I shoot others who disagree with me. This is not jihad. Jihad is reaching out to others, is being kind and nice and catering to others and trying to tell them about who you are, what you stand for. This is jihad. And this jihad is going to continue. Tell your children, the young generation, young professionals who are experiencing some difficulties, tell them that this is what Allah wants you to do here. A journey, the journey is long, but you have to be relentless, you have to be courageous, you have to continue working for your religion, your Islam, your country, your land, your community, and your humanity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haqq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ahli baytah al-tayyibin al-tahirin. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Frequently, the Holy Quran teaches us that we have the best weapon, the most effective weapon to forge our way into the hearts and the minds of the people. And that is the weapon of mantiq and bayan. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. He equipped us with bayan, with logic, with reason. So don't use other types of weapons. Don't use other means when you have this accessible one, bayan. And that is Allah's greatest gift on the humanity, providing them with bayan. Animals, they have large bodies, physical bodies, but they don't have bayan. No animal can communicate with people or other animals with logic or bayan. Humans, they have much smaller physical structures, but much bigger mental capacity. And Allah wants us to use the mental capacity. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. In the last few days, we saw and we heard the hateful rhetoric targeting Muslims coming from presidential runners who were debating among themselves. And we saw that this creating this anti-Muslim hysteria led into hate crimes. Hate speech, it's a formula. Hate speech leads into hate crimes. Many people listen and watch and they easily get brainwashed. And I said last night here, America is very beautiful throughout the years, except the last year before the presidential elections. The rhetoric becomes ugly. And the rhetoric becomes only lies. Candidates, they debate among themselves at the expense of the people, in particular the Muslims in this country, to buy more votes. To tell the American people that we are only Americans. Others are non-Americans. And they are unwelcomed on this land. And we saw that how a number of incidents took place throughout the nation, physical, verbal. The emotional side was much bigger, resulted in depression for especially the young generation. Now the older generation, they have bigger capacity, they have more patience, but the younger generation, a child, a Muslim child who goes to school, and then all of a sudden has a friend who's next to him for several months or years, he tells him, you are an ISIS, you are Al-Qaeda, you are a terrorist. Imagine what would happen, the impact, the psychological, emotional impact on this child. And these things, of course, they go unreported. Nobody knows about them. And it has proven that this Islamophobia, anti-Muslim remarks, anti-Muslim climate has a direct impact, direct psychological and mental impact on the Muslim community. I read a report that our health professionals, the doctors who are caregivers in this society and they are healers, they are too the subject of prejudice, anti-Muslim prejudice. The report says the patient comes into the office and when he discovers the doctor is a Muslim, he says, no, I'm not going to see this man. I can't trust him. Although the patient has been going to this office for many years, but because of what he heard on television, this candidate and that candidate and this leader and that person said this, then they create doubt and suspicion in the heart of the people. People start thinking, well, I know this neighbor, he's a Muslim, he's been here for 10 years, 15, 20 years, but maybe one day he's going to turn against me. Maybe he has a gun at home. I swear to God, the other day I was taking a basket of chocolates to my neighbor who's in front of me. A neighbor that I always say hi to him, he says hi to me. When he saw me going towards him, he called his son. Wallahi al-Azim. He was scared when he saw me go. That happened, you know, four, 5 days ago. It was my mistake. It was about sunset, dark, you know. He called his son and then the frown turned into a big smile. I said to him, Merry Christmas. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah inspired me to say Merry Christmas. Magic word, yeah. So these things happen and it happens. It happens to you, to others. Yes, it happens. Because when you turn on television, what do you hear nowadays? Turn on any channel. Any channel, what do you hear? Islamic radicalism, Islamic terrorism, the suspect, Sayyid Farooq, whatever, Jahannam, this, that. This is what you hear. You remember in this year, it was in this year that a white supremacist, Alan Roof, he killed many black worshippers in Charleston, South Carolina. Do you hear about him anymore? You don't hear. Only for 3 days, 4 days maximum, 1 week, and then the file is closed forever. But then, as I mentioned in the first, in the first sermon, that we have to repel hate crime and hate speech with loving speech, with compassionate speech. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good to the people. My responsibility is to say good. God's responsibility is to take this word into their hearts and change the hatred into friendship. This is what we should do. Repelling hate with another hate, prejudice with another prejudice, does not work. It only makes things worse and complicate things. We the Muslims, we have been endowed by this message from Allah that when someone uses hate with you, don't do the same. Don't use hate with him or her. Learn from our imams. Imam Zain al-Abidin, someone comes and he uses profanity right in his face. The imam says, I would seek forgiveness from Allah for you. In another incident, he says, if what you are saying about me is right, that I am bad, I am evil, I seek forgiveness from God for me. And if it is not right, I seek forgiveness for you. This is what we have to say. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا الْكَلِمَةَ الطَّيِّبَةَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةً طَيِّبَةً. And it works. In most cases, my friend, it does work. When you speak goodness, when you speak forgiveness, when you speak nice, when you have self-control over your anger and your wrath, it gives good fruits. We have to be the messengers of peace. Someone has to be. There are many messengers of evil. There are many messengers of hatred and division. We have to be messengers and ambassadors of peace. And we have to face and confront this rhetoric and this narrative with a better one. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. I always remind myself, the best verses in the Quran are these verses. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Use what is the best, what you have, the best tools. What are the best tools? The akhlaq, manners are the best tools. When you speak nice, even at home, if we don't use the best, we use the worst, no family can stand together. No friendship can stand together. No humanity can stand together. We will turn it into a jungle. And people become beasts when they use the worst. Allah says, don't use the worst, use the best. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. If there is enmity between you and him, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. You turn him through this, the best method, the nice words, you turn him into close friend. You get him on board rather than keeping him as an enemy. You get him on board. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. By the way, there was a survey, recent survey. It says 24% of the Muslim American physicians, not all health, givers, caretakers, only the physicians, 24% of them, when they were interviewed, Muslim physicians, they said, we experience prejudice in our field. Frequently we experience prejudice. Imagine a person who's giving life and healing to the people, this is what he experiences. Now what would others experience? A cab driver or others? But we have to withstand our ground. And we have to be patient. And out of this patience, And out of this struggle, inshallah, we will find an abundance of goodness, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'ati wa ja'iluha hasanat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ansur al islam wal muslimin. Allahumma aj'al kalimata al islam hiya al ulya. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.